This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Corey Johnson and Carol Masser on Bloomberg Radio.
You know, everyone loves to talk about big data and how it's changing or will change so much of what we do. But what about small data? It is the subject of a new book. Martin Lindstrom wrote the book. It is called Small Data, The Tiny Clues That Uncover Huge Trends. And he joins us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio on this Tuesday. Welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Carol.
Nice to have you here. Talk to us about this book. We do, Corey and I spend so much time truly talking about big data and how it's revolutionizing the world. What do you mean by small data?
Well, small data is really the counterpart to big data, where big data is all about finding correlations. Small data is all about finding the causation, the reason why. And here's the issue. Today, we are losing contact with what human beings are all about because we try to convert everything into numbers. I mean, I'll just give you an extreme example. I did a speech here in New York City a couple of weeks ago, and there was 3,000 executives attending. And I asked them, how many of you have spent time with a consumer over the last year? And two people raised their hands because we kind of believe that we have enough in the data behind the screen. So what small data is all about is to figure out those seemingly insignificant observations in consumer homes and use that as a hypothesis as you mine the big data.
What's an example of small data?
Well, one example will really be what Lego did. In 2002, Lego was near bankruptcy. And big data told them that the only thing they should do is to skip the plastic bricks because kids were part of the instant gratification generation. They would not have time to play with those Legos. So, as a consequence, Lego changed the size of the blocks from tiny bricks to huge blocks. And suddenly it would take an hour to build a Lego set, which would take 7 days before. Lego were almost going into bankruptcy in 2003, and that was the year where they realized the concept of small data. In a home of an 11-year-old boy in Germany, they asked, "What are you most proud of?" And the kid, he pointed at the shelf and he saw this amazing worn down shoe, a sneaker. And he took it down and said, "That is what I'm most proud of." And the team said, "Why?" They said, "Because it means I'm the best skater in town." So what it meant was that he could slide down the skateboard and it created certain marks on the shoe. And that was the second they realized something extraordinary. If kids are given the time actually to tell stories and they're in the driver's seat, they don't care about time suddenly. And in fact,
it's such an adult thing.
It
time,
is. Exactly.
Right?
It's they're living in another universe. And yeah, and the second thing was really that if you change the size of the Lego bricks, you're actually destroying the brand. So they changed the size of the Lego bricks to tiny bricks. They created the Lego movie. Lego's now number one. And all of that was despite the fact they had big data that went down the small data path. Mm.
Fascinating. And you've seen that, yeah, this is definitely a big change in the business. Carol, you met my kids last week in New
yeah.
York. Maybe their favorite thing wasn't the American Girl doll store, but it was the Lego store in Rock Center because that creativity is back into that brand. And they've created so many more product SKUs, as you mentioned. It's really changed that business. But, Martin, I wonder how do you define small data?
Well, I define it as seemingly insignificant consumer observation in consumers' home. So it's really strange what I'm telling you right now. But
I would agree, but I'm glad you're telling us.
Yeah, well, listen, I spend time in more than 2,000 homes across 77 countries. I mean, if you add it up, it's more than 2 years I lived or stayed in various consumers' homes. And what you realize is the more time you spend in those homes, it's almost like you can look through walls. And you start to see those unusual correlations. I mean, if you have very, very large paintings hanging in your living room, it means you're very self-confident. We learned that. The way you hang the toilet paper roll, can you imagine it, tells about who is in control of the home.
Wait, I got to know that.
Well, are you ready to hear this, Carol? Because this is scary stuff. I mean, if the toilet paper roll is hanging with the paper hanging on the outside, not in parallel with the wall, in 92% of the cases, it is the man which is controlling the money in the home.
So if it's in the bottom, coming from the bottom.
Well, we have a divorce on its way here, right?
Well, you know, before we got started, you said, hey, let's talk about Walmart.
Yeah.
Because this is a company, a retailer, that is going through some tough times. It's the world's largest retailer. Mm. They sell a lot of stuff. We know that. What does small data potentially tell you about Walmart?
Well, remember that Walmart, almost 15 years ago, created the largest data mining center in the world, bigger than that of FBI.
You've been there.
Well, let me say it that way. I've certainly seen it. And what it means is that they are mining billions of data points every second. But here's the issue. Walmart is now learning that the future of retail is all about being close to the consumer, to really believe in the consumer. Data cannot do it. And they're slowly drifting away from the consumer. And what happens is they have 2.2 million staff, which literally not talking to the consumer anymore because it's controlled by data. Now, I just want to pause here for a second, Carol, because I'm going to ask you the weirdest question on air right now. You're married, right? You're married.
I work with Corey Johnson. I've had a lot of questions come my way.
Corey, the truth is coming out now.
I am married.
So, Carol, tell me, why do you love your husband?
He's smart, he's funny, and he understands me.
Oh, that's sweet. So you would not...
And he cooks. He's an amazing cook.
Here we go. Truly emotional, right? You would never say to me, I love him because he's 6'7" tall. He has the most amazing color of his hair. It's Pantone color 5529. And I love the 4 digits of his cell phone numbers, right? And this is how you mine data today. There is no emotions in it. If Walmart needs to step up, they need to infuse the human aspect. That means they had to get into the consumer's home, understand the communities, and understand the heartbeat out there. And right now, they
don't. Yeah, but what's the heartbeat when
you just saved me a lot of money on Grecian for me.
What's the heartbeat, though, when Walmart, their big customer base is folks who are just trying to get by?
Well,
and they care about just paying as little as they
That
have
is not
to.
True. That's not true.
Really?
Because when I've spent time in Walmart, and believe me, I spend quite a lot of time there, yes, it's true they're buying a lot of cheap products. They're buying the bulk toilet paper and the bulk toothpaste, and then they go into all the other retailers which are creating an emotional experience and buying the goodies. They're buying that experience and they're close to the community. Mm. When I talk to Walmart customers today, they feel ashamed quite often to go in there because they feel they're not supporting the local community. And that's the issue here. It may be the numbers can tell you what you have to do, but you can't define emotions by numbers.
Interesting.
So do you try, with 20 seconds left, does this ultimately lead, however, to a quantification of emotional content?
Well, in the end of the day, it does. But what it really does is that these small data are helping you to find the causation, the reason why. And that's a hypothesis. So maybe you realize the local community is the thing. And then you can sort of create those correlations using big data. So it's a partner in a dance.
Corey Johnson, the toilet paper in your house, which way? Top or bottom?
Hard to say.
Chicken.
Depends on the bathroom.
I'm just feeling very disappointed in my 6'5" sandy brown hairishness right now.
Martin, I love this. Martin Lindstrom, you. His book is Small Data, The Tiny Clues That Can Uncover Huge Trends, right here on Bloomberg Radio.